All righty. Good morning, 712. Brock Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Today, we got a high of 40, some sunshine in there. Tonight, mostly clear, cooler, low of 28. Wednesday, some sun in the morning. Then we got some clouds, rain in the afternoon, high of 45. Thursday, cloudy, chance for rain and a high of 44. Doesn't really feel like Christmas.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
I don't think we're going to have a white Christmas. And I don't mean that in the racist way. I mean snow.
Jeez.
Just saying. It's 2018 now. Mm-hmm. You know, we had... our favorite, Bob stopped by.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, he said, ho, 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 guys. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't say.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, ho, ho, ho.
No, seriously. I'm surprised no one's gotten on Santa for saying ho, ho, ho. Because it's offensive.
People are so sensitive.
To women. What would you say instead of ho, ho, ho? Hey, hey, hey. No, that's Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, right.
Hey, hey, hey.
What would you say?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. See, a howdy, yeah. You can't hidey-ho, neighbor. You can't say that. So, God, what can you say?
Yeah, nothing.
What's good? What's cracking?
We just canceled the holiday.
That's it. Santa's offensive to all those hoes out there. Love it. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, artificial intelligence may be improving, but I don't think it's quite ready to enslave the human race just yet.
Not quite yet, huh?
So a company called Made by AI just had artificial intelligence create 5 new instrumental Christmas songs by feeding it 100 of the most popular Christmas songs so it could learn the melodies, themes, instrumentation, and even names. Here's the 5 songs that it spat out. Syllabub Chocolate Bells.
What?
Cinnamon Holy Bells. Peaches Twinkle Leaves, which was surprising because that was actually my stage name when I was a dancer. Coca Jolly Fluff. And Merry Jingle Log.
Wow. Wow. So we got to be careful what we're feeding AI.
But so that's the thing is I'm saying like, okay, it's pretty cool. And I'm not going to play them for you because I don't want anybody calling thinking they're going to win, you know, $107. Because that does technically count as a Christmas song. Yeah. But you can find them online. But yeah, AI put together these holiday songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, come on out. Coca Jolly Fluff.
Yeah, so it's pulling names from other songs.
So it's
like
basically taking all
words.
This and yeah, and all the words and then also all the themes and then so it makes an instrumental song out of this. Yeah. And I listened to one and it was pretty rough.
Garbage.
Peaches Twinkle Leaves. Yeah. Used to dance to that.
Stage name, huh?
And now on the stage, Peaches Twinkle Leaves. Get your $1 bills ready, gentlemen. Right. It's Peaches Twinkle Leaves. Sleep texting. Have you ever texted in your sleep?
I wouldn't know. I was sleeping.
Well, you haven't woken up to be like, oh, God, I sent a text last night? Or someone wakes up. Maybe the wife wakes up. Like, what
sleep.
The hell?
Maybe drunk.
A new survey revealed that 25% of college students said they have texted in their sleep before. 72% said they had no recollection of doing it when they woke up. Whoa.
I'm calling BS.
This is going to get some people in trouble. I can see it because, all right, have you ever been laying in bed just scrolling through your phone as you're falling asleep?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Same principle applies.
Oh, I'm calling BS because what it is, it's college guys who got drunk, texted their ex at 3 a.m. They woke up like, oh, no. Why'd I do that?
I didn't mean to send you that dong pic. Right. I was sleep texting.
I was sleep texting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's all it was.
No, you weren't. You were trying to get laid.
That's a good point.
You were trying to get laid.
That's
you were
a really
drunk,
good point.
And the truth came out.
Yep.
And you don't want to admit it the next morning.
That's true.
I know what you're doing, you son of a...
Yeah, you know what? This is just a way for people to get out of the dumb things. It's a cop-out.
It's a cop-out.
Yeah. You know what? I admitted it when I called the girl.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We actually had to call the girl in college.
You know?
Oh, that was tough making that call at 3 a.m. Booty call.
Please tell me that you... I've done this. Called... Because we had to call. We couldn't text.
Yeah.
Let it ring once. Hang up real quick.
Of course.
Hang up real quick.
Now, I don't know.
Then she calls back. Did you call me?
No, you answer going, what do you want?
Well, what? Nah, I accidentally called you.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to.
Since I have you on the phone.
Yeah. You want to smash it? I don't know if you didn't go to college. Let me just point that out to everyone.
Shut up. I went for a year and a half.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So, did your dorm room have an actual, like, landline?
I didn't have no damn dorm room. You know what my dorm room was? My parents' basement. That's what it was.
So, I don't know if kids have this anymore, if college kids have this anymore, but my room had a landline that me and my roommate shared that we could make phone calls on.
Nice.
And, yeah, that was, and then you had direct line to other rooms. You just needed to know the room number or what building. So, you'd have to put in the building and then the room number, and you could get... hit up, and you could leave messages. God.
Nice.
I remember doing that. You call your buddies, or you call a chick, call it on the landline. So I'm sitting there in my bed playing video games, playing like Crash, talking on a landline. Such an old...
So your dorm room, so it was you couldn't have any girls in your dorm, right?
Oh, yeah, you could.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could.
So it wasn't all dudes?
Well, it wasn't a co-ed floor, but you could have your girlfriend over. That was fine.
Yeah,
that was fine, dude. I had so many chicks. I felt so bad for my roommate, dude. Yeah. My roommate was a very quiet guy. He was a cross-country guy.
Just trying to study.
And so many times where he saw my ass so many times. And not to mention, like, all the times that, like, yeah, he'd come back from, like, actually, like, out running. And just, I'm there. I got a sock on the door.
Your roommate Billy got an A++ in sex ed.
Yeah, beat it. I'm trying to do this chick over here. But yeah, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Good old college.
Good old college.
Then I dropped out.
So, why? It sounded like you had a good thing going.
Yeah, the learning part of it really got in the way of the banging and the drinking. Yeah.
Everything else besides the sex sucks.
Yeah. No, believe me, I paid way too much just to go party and try and hook up with the girls.
Yeah. $125,000 a year to have sex.
Basically,
with a little bit of college mixed in.
It was accredited prostitution.
The morning dump on the Plan B.